It's Personal Finance Wednesday, sponsored by Mesereau Wealth Management. This afternoon, we're focusing on what parents need to do to prepare for the arrival of a newborn baby. We welcome Craig Bolanos, founding partner and chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove. Craig, you know, people have 9 months to be able to plan for this. Is that enough, or do they need to start planning sooner?
Well, I think 9 months is going to be plenty, but for all of us, kids are expensive, and you just need to stay calm and remember preparedness is king, and you got to have a little flexibility along the way when it comes to that baby budget.
What are you thinking of when it comes to the baby budget? What sorts of items need to be included in that?
Well, I think everybody just needs to have a formulary. I mean, Cisco, we talk on this program all the time, the new business hour, that the B word, budgeting, is not a bad thing. We got to be prepared to start telling our money where to go instead of wondering it went. And I think if people follow a very simple approach, we call it 50-30-20, 50% of your income goes to your household needs, 30% gets allocated towards those financial wants, lifestyle. And if we can find a way to have 20% go to savings, that 50-30-20 ratio is a great way to get started.
And is that a ratio people, you'd advise them, hey, just start there right now, or do they slowly but surely get there?
I think it's a good starting point because it's really, really hard to actually attain 50-30-20. I mean, especially for any of the hardworking middle-income families out there, it's going to be tough in the first year because just having a baby is so expensive. I mean, study after study shows the cost of a baby can be upwards of $21,000 in the first 12 months between deductibles, diapers, and all those necessities. I mean, Cisco, have you seen the price of a car seat these days?
Yeah, believe me, I have three kids. They're young. Oh, I know they're expensive. They're wonderful. Don't get me wrong. They really are, but they're expensive. So we also talking about college, or are we not looking that far down the road yet?
Oh, I'm happy you said that, because I think for all of us, I remember when we had both of our boys, the first thing I thought about was, oh my heavens, we have to find a way to save for their college. That's just a natural reaction. But I want to remind everybody, you got to establish the emergency fund first. You've got to go ahead and put dollars against any of those toxic debt payments. I'm talking about credit cards, personal loans, etc. And don't forget to secure your retirement before you establish that 529 college savings plan for junior.
And a lot of people, do you find that they just don't quite get, you mentioned, what is it, $21,000 is what you spend on the child in the first year. Do you find that people don't quite grasp just what a hit to the budget it's going to be?
I think so, and that's why I want to go back to those two comments, preparedness and flexibility. So during that nine-month period, I think moms, dads, parents, together, couples, you really need to do a dry run where you start living on less and start creating these basic categories for spending, because it's going to hit you like a ton of bricks, and it all comes at once. And Cisco, you mentioned with your family, I mean, you can relate to exactly how pricey it can be.
Yeah, and it does. There's all these expenses that you're not quite thinking about. And that includes all the doctor's visits that you have in that first year and all the co-payments that go along with that.
That's right. Everybody has a deductible. Many people take prenatal vitamins, and you've got all of those prenatal visits. It adds up. So I think being an informed consumer, and that's some of the items that breaks into that high cost of care for a child in the first year. Once you have awareness, then you can start taking steps to be prepared. And just remember, the arc of life is incredibly dynamic. Always be ready to pivot, because that's what successful families do.
Always good advice from Craig Bolanos, founding partner and chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove.